Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Jeff Shaw and what we want for Christmas. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Irving the Snowman.
Okay, honey, it's the perfect holiday story, and it goes something like this.
Irving the Snowman came to life one day, it said, when a rabbi's son who was having fun
put a yarmulke on his head.
There must have been some magic in that yarmulke he wore, 'cause the average snowman doesn't talk
or run a retail store.
Irving the Snowman, with the children he would play. Every girl and boy would sing out with joy when they heard him shout,
Oy vey!
Irving the Snowman had a Christmas bar mitzvah,
fa-la-la-la-la,
singing through his schnoz,
Hab-a-nagila, hey!
His eyes were made of bagels from the deli windowsill. His lips, they were gefilte fish,
and his nose was a kosher dill.
The temperature was rising. Irving didn't have a home. As he waved goodbye, he said, don't you cry,
I'll be back someday. Shalom!
Irving the Snowman melted into mushy goop, and the rabbi's wife said, you bet your life,
this will make great chicken soup. If I were a snowman, fa la 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 la. Happy holidays, everybody.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
He is comedian Jeff Shaw.
Jeff, good to meet you.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
He kind of reminds me of...
Here we go. Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
I know what he's going to say.
In the movie Love Actually.
Oh.
The...
Bill Nighy?
Bill Nighy, the really? Guy that plays the singer.
Yeah, I see that. Sure.
Okay.
Kind of that...
We need to say a younger Bill Nighy.
Oh, God, yeah. I just, you know what I'm saying? Am I right?
Christmas is all around us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
And so starts
that feeling. That. Grow. Man, that Love Actually. What a great movie. Right, Josh?
Well, I went to a guitar store a few years ago, and this teenage boy thought that I might be Geddy Lee from Rush.
Ah.
And when I told him that I wasn't, it kind of bummed him out. And I was kind of bummed out, too, because the only thing worse than being a goofy-looking dude with long hair and a high voice is being the wrong goofy-looking dude with long hair and a high voice.
Yeah.
Are you the bass player from Rush? No, I'm the lead singer from REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, you could do it. I mean, you could pull it off. You'd be very good as posing as a rock star.
Yeah, we've had people pose and successfully get away with it, but you have to choose wisely.
Yeah, if you're going to pose to somebody, you got to go, like bass player from Marshall Tucker Band or something.
Yeah,
you can, not to say that he isn't a great bass player, it's just that...
He's not a household name.
In the world of sort of, especially with people subbing for deceased members of the band, you never know.
Well, I'm a big fan of like 80s hair metal and 70s progressive rock. And so that's why I think I look manlier with long hair than I do with short hair. Like when I have long hair, strangers like, wow, I bet that guy teaches guitar. Mm-hmm. But when I have short hair, strangers like, wow, I bet that lady coaches soccer.
I see. Okay. Jeff Shaw is our guest. We'll get back to Jeffrey in a matter of moments. And you're a J-E-F-F, not a G-E-O.
Yes, yes.
Is there a distinction that I need to know?
I don't know, but my cousin's a G-E-O, and everybody makes fun of him, and I don't know why.
I mean,
you guys do by the, I mean, by his, because of his name, well, and I don't know why.
Well, one time
what's
I went,
wrong with Joffrey?
I went to Starbucks to get a skinny latte because I'm a skinny hotte. And,
yeah, you are.
And and the barista said, "Sir, can I have your name for the cup?" And I said, "Yes, it's Jeff." And she said, "Is that Jeff with one F or two Fs?" Oh. And I said, "Two Fs. Good catch." Because I'd hate to see what would happen if you only wrote down one F on my cup.
Yeah.
Skinny decaf latte for Jeff. Skinny decaf latte for Jeff. Is there a Jeff? Oh, excuse me, miss. Are you saying Jeff? Or are you saying Jeff? Because it sounds like you're saying Jeff with one F. And I'm Jeff with two Fs.
Anybody else have a problem with the... when you go, they put your name in the cup, and then people walk up to the thing, and they're grabbing everyone else's cups,
looking for
turning
the name.
Them for the name. And I go, oh, well, I just, you know, the guy who was just picking his nose, just grabbed my.
The good
cup.
Barista name out always, so that people don't have to do that.
Ah,
that's their fault.
I'm surprised the health department allows them to do that.
What?
I'm surprised the health department allows you in the building.
I am too.
And I learned that it doesn't help to try to be funny when putting your name on the cup. I went to a different Starbucks, different barista goes, "Hey, bro, can I have your name for the cup, bro?" And I go, "Yeah, the name is a 5-time Emmy Award-winning actress Jane Lynch, bro." And kid didn't get the joke because like 5 minutes later I hear, "Skinny decaf latte for 5-time Emmy Award-winning actress Jane Lynch, bro." I'm like, dude, I was kidding. And he goes, "Oh, now you tell me. That was a long name you made me write, bro."
Do you always give your real name?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What do you tell him?
Christy.
Do you spell it?
Very funny.
Do you go to the time and trouble
I,
to go
no,
with
I
a
don't.
K?
No, I don't. I go spell any way you want.
Pat, I've given them.
I go with Pasquale all the time.
Pasquale?
Pasquale. That's
why do you make them spell?
That's Italian for, because it's fun. It's a fun morning.
Okay.
I've gone with Chuck.
Have you?
And the lady asked, "Is that Doug?" And I said, "Yes." Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So now I just say Doug.
We have to move forward here. We'll get back to Jeff Shaw, comedian, momentarily. But first, Christy Lee, what's happening over there at the Cilac Insurance News Desk?
Well, thank you for asking. Patrons at a New Zealand bar got quite the surprise when a baby seal wandered into the establishment. The curious creature trotted into the Sprig and Fern Craft Beer Bar in Richmond, where it lodged itself under the dishwasher. Owner Bella Evans told the AP, Associated Press, that she managed to lure the seal pup into a dog crate with some salmon the pup was offering as a special pizza topping that day.
Oh,
Conservation
yeah.
Rangers,
everybody loves a nice salmon pizza.
I know, right? Conservation Rangers eventually arrived, captured the seal, released it on the nearby Rabbit Island. Well, shouldn't it be Seal Island?
Yeah, they should have taken it to Seal Island.
Yeah.
Which would you rather have, a salmon pizza or a Hawaiian pizza?
Hawaiian.
Yeah, Hawaiian. Yeah, salmon pizza doesn't sound appetizing. I don't know.
Well,
I'd have to try it. You never have. But back to the seal. So there's a live seal in a bar.
Yep. And the Department of Conservation was saying that the bar staff did a great job keeping the little seal safe.
Did you? The bartender went up to him and said, "Why the long face?" And the seal said, "Hey, I'm in the wrong joke."
Yeah, what are you talking about?
And of course, maybe the seal was out for the night. He had heard about clubbing.
Well, I was going to say there's got to be club in there with me. If you've got a baby seal,
sure. You know what you call a baby seal in Russia?
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
Half a pair of boots.
Half a pair of boots. It takes one baby seal to make one boot.
Well, no.
Son of a gun.
Bunch of mammal lovers.
Yeah.
If Few things cuter than seals.
Oh, I know.
Baby seals, those cute. Yeah.
Ever go up to a black Labrador retriever and
boy, pull his back and pull.
My heart just it leapt
doesn't
out
have
of
to
my
be.
Chest.
Yeah.
We all heard black lady when you said that. Ever go up to a black lady?
I thought, oh my God.
Went, oh boy, he's done. This is his way of retiring.
A black Labrador retriever.
In my defense, I heard it and tried to move along as fast as I could.
Yeah, you take a black Labrador retriever, pin his ears back, and go, I'm a seal.
Yes, they're very canine.
You can do it with any dog. You know,
no, it's got to be a black
Labrador.
One.
It can be.
Seals come in one color.
That's not... What baby seals are white, aren't they? Little,
yes, they are white.
So you ever go up to an English cream golden retriever, pull his ears back and go, I'm a seal, a baby seal. Only works if they're puppies. Next.
Jackie Vernon, the comedian and voice actor of Frosty the Snowman in the 1969 holiday classic,
is still alive.
He's not. He is alleged to have had at least three secret families.
What?
Yep. David Vernon, one of Jackie's children, with Hazel Vernon.
How long's Jackie been dead, and they feel like they need to bring this up? Said the guy who might have more, five or six other families.
Revelation chick during an appearance on the Nostalgia Tonight with Joe Sebelia podcast. He recalled learning of his late father's other families when an unknown woman and her son showed up at the Vernon home sometime before Jackie's death in 1987. In addition to the revelation that his father had been married at least three other times, Jackie Vernon also had several other sons. David explained from these marriages he had sons and he named them all Ralph after his original name, Ralph Verone, I'm sorry. But he also abandoned all these families and moved on. My mom wasn't even sure if he divorced one of the women or if he was married to another one. So it's kind of confusing going on here.
If you think this is something, just stick around for my funeral, okay?
Oh, really?
The parade of women.
Oh, my gosh. Who the hell's that?
Yeah, in Roy Wood Jr.'s book, he talks about having some...
Jackie Vernon as a father.
That'd be something.
Some other brothers and...
Yeah.
So I mean, the most famous, I guess, one of these is the Charles Corralt, the guy that had the two families. They didn't know about each other.
It'd be hard to do that these days.
Yeah, with cell phones and
air tags and knowing where people are all the time.
Yeah. And Pat's got his guitar out. What's happening? I forgot. I wanted to play a little bit of it for those of you who don't remember Jackie Vernon as Frosty the Snowman. We have just a little bit.
No, I remember. I remember. I'm okay. I'm good.
Happy birthday! Hey. I said my first words, but snowmen can't talk. All right, come on now. What's the joke? Could I really be alive? I mean, I can make words. I can move.
Not anymore.
I can juggle. I can.
You get the idea.
I can cheat on my wife.
I can have multiple wives, multiple families.
Who knew Frosty grew up in Eastside, New York?
That was an odd choice,
right?
But yeah,
Jackie kind of looked like Jackie Vernon, though. They drew him very.
And Rankin or Bass must have known Jackie or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the top hat, the whole. Okay, you have a song, Pat?
Frosty, the voice guy, kept many secrets hid. Everyone thought he had one wife, but he had many wives and kids. His name was Jackie Vernon, and he had three or four families. A son named David and three other Ralphs from Maine to Tennessee. Jackie was a comic. Many seeds were sowed. He knocked up a girl in Poughkeepsie, married her, and hit the road. Frosty, the voice guy, was as sneaky as he could be. It was big of him to keep them all. He said, no, that's big of me.
I think it's very nice. Thank
you, Groucho. I love that Frosty. Don't you guys watch it every year?
Yes.
Sure.
Nope.
No. What?
I thought you were Rankin Bass guy all the way. No,
the red-haired Santa Claus, which I'm not sure which one that is.
What are you talking about?
There's the one where young Santa Claus and he's got red hair.
Oh.
And I think it's who does his voice? Tom, help me. No.
Donald O'Connor.
Carrot Top.
The Christmas, yes, the Carrot Top Christmas.
No, you're not Scott Thompson. Okay,
I hate all of you.
But Rankin and Bass—that's their most famous one—is the Rudolph.
Of course, yes.
Which kind of the primitive animation.
Yeah, but it's still
sweet. Still wows me.
Yeah, no, it's great. I prefer it, in fact.
Yeah.
That's great. But
speaking of Christmas, a new poll reveals what people really want this year.
Oh.
What do you think? The Talker Research Survey of 5,000 Americans found nearly 60% prefer to receive.
Is nothing on the list?
Nope.
I tell my mom that every year. Don't worry about it, Mom. Don't give me anything. She insists
What did she get you last year?
Something I don't even use.
Don't even remember.
An Echo or whatever.
Salvage shooter?
One of those spying devices you put in your house.
Are you kidding?
Like an Echo, whatever, like a
Echo
Siri.
Show?
Yeah. I'm not.
You don't like that, huh?
And she knows
I just bought a new one. I could have gotten yours for free.
Yes.
Let me show you.
She knows I'm against all that stuff that can be used against me
in a court of law.
She likes to give you stuff that you're never. Did you tell her I'm never going to use any of this stuff?
I did not tell her I would never use that.
No. Tupperware?
Tupperware?
Oh, is that funny, Ace?
Well, that is ironic, isn't it?
You are so mean.
Just a joke. I like Tupperware. It's handy.
You know, Mickey Rooney was Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is coming to town. And they went back when he was young, and he had red hair. He had red hair and a beard.
Oh.
You don't remember that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I do.
That's a Rankin Bass.
Yep. 60% prefer to receive cash for the
year
holiday.
Without Santa Claus?
They want cash,
60%?
Yeah, they want cash. Respondents wished for an average of about, how much money do you think they want in cash?
50.
All of it?
$600.
What the hell? They're talking collectively.
Wait a minute.
Okay, first of all.
What do you want for Christmas? $600.
That is a nice figure.
Right?
I hope they're not listening, but if one of my little nieces, I said, hey, what do you want for Christmas? She looked at me and just said, $600 cash. I would laugh so hard.
I would
laugh so hard. I would give you absolutely.
are we taping this? I'm about to send a tape.
It'd be like, no.
So funny.
All of Josh's nieces.
The Big Lebowski. I'd tell her I'm going to an ATM right now. Yep.
Just a tiny face looking up at you. $600.
What
the hell?
Arbitrary
Santa.
Figure.
$600.
At our house, every year it's the same. Like, I give my mom $50. She gives my sister $50. She gives me $50. I give my other sister $50. Give my dad $50. He gives me $50. I'm like, are we exchanging gifts or are laundering money for the elf mafia?
Yeah. I like the idea of an elf mafia.
Apparel and accessories ranked in second place, with casual attire and shoes being the most popular clothing items.
I find that very surprising.
What do you mean?
I do,
why?
Too.
Clothes. When I was a kid, I hated getting clothes for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think kids still. I think they would prefer other things.
I don't think in all the decades we've sat here, what was your favorite gift you ever received for Christmas before the age of 15?
I'd really have to think about it. I remember I really liked the vacuum form. It was
the one that smelled like the house.
Yeah,
was burning
you'd heat it up, and you'd put these squares were like pieces of pre-wrapped cheese.
That's the incredible time machine.
You'd put them in this thing, turn it on, and then I didn't burn the house down. But in the TV commercial, it made these plastic toys that you'd see them flying around on their own. In fact, it made really crappy toys. But I looked forward to that one, and it turned out to be kind of a disappointment. I don't know. But I mean, I didn't want to get a sweater.
BB gun for me.
BB gun?
Dad got me a BB gun. Yep.
What age would you say?
11, 12.
Oh.
10, 11.
Did you go in the backyard and shoot cans?
No, I shot at the Bumpuses out in the backyard.
Shot your eye out?
Everybody told me you'll put your eye out.
Put your eye out.
No, I did get a BB gun.
But as an adult, do you like getting clothing?
Depends on
What else would you get somebody as a gift if you're, I mean, intimate gift would be clothing, I would think.
Yeah.
Would you buy a significant other, specifically yours, clothing?
Well,
course not.
I've heard.
But that's
tried.
You.
No.
unless I'm given a link with very specific colors, sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not guessing the wrong size again.
If it doesn't have jewelry, it's not going to be worn. I can't.
Does this say double X?
Having their bills paid came in third place among those polled.
Hey, why don't you just pay my bills?
That is the how do you wrap that?
How romantic is that?
For how long? Like a month?
It doesn't say.
Terrible.
We'll have more coming up on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, thank you very much.
We'll have the brands most coveted, which I don't know about this list. But.
Mm. Oh, I see. Mm. You mean like I got you.
Yeah.
What's the brand you most covet?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh boy, probably Ralph Lauren. I'm a big Ralph Lauren girl.
I'm gonna go Magnum.
Hey, kids, I'm gigantic.
No, meaning I covet it because
jealous. Jealous?
I wish my wiener were larger.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.